Hello, and welcome to NARC, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Collaborators, home to NARC Troopers. If you like today's episode, check me out on narctroopers.com. You'll find my whole podcast channel with over 200 podcasts. You'll find my Medium articles with over 200 wonderful educational and inspiring articles, and you will find a video blog and several other things. So that's narctroopers.com. Today's topic is called Fungible Relationships, the New Normal in a Narcissistic World. And you know what fungible things are, right? But in this case, it's people that are traded like fungibles in this disposable life of a narcissistic psychopath. So a fungible good can be defined as something that is able to be replaced by another identical item, mutually interchangeable. You can already guess where this is going, right? It could be a Bitcoin or a number of other goods and services, but in this case, human beings are not fungible commodities. They are non-fungible assets. You know, closer to something like an NFT, a non-fungible token. But why is an NFT not fungible? Well, an NFT is a token built on a blockchain and minted using the same technology as cryptocurrencies, but they represent a distinctive underlying asset, which renders them non-fungible in character. That's like in the intrinsic character of that commodity. So, you know, people possess distinctive underlying assets, characteristics, markers. These comprise their ego and identity, making them each different and one of a kind. Fungible goods are items that are interchangeable because they are identical to each other for practical purposes. Commodities, common shares, options, and dollar bills are examples of fungible goods. It implies equal value between the assets. You know, one $20 bill is just like another $20 bill. So people, though, are not fungible. In fact, human fungibility is an inappropriate concept altogether. So here's the thing. People are not objects, and it doesn't matter if they possess similar qualities or not. Only the narcissist and other cluster B disordered people see them as exchangeable commodities in their objectified transactional world. And this is sort of the thesis of today's article, the main idea that the way narcissists see it is that people are fungible goods that are identical. They're easily replaceable because they are exchangeable commodities. And it's all just transactional because they objectify people. So let me provide an example by jumping into the head of a person. Let's just go visit the internal mechanisms of a person with NPD. So it kind of goes like this. This is the inner workings of a impaired brain. If all females have a vagina, and I am a male narcissist looking for a cozy new vagina with a debit card, a car, cute friends, and an assortment of other benefits, then it doesn't really matter which one gets lucky and blessed with my penis and my presence. There are lots of favors, but they are all essentially the same, right? That's kind of what they're thinking, right? Lots of different favors. Flavors, that's what I'm saying, not favors. So people, you know, even though they come in different flavors, the narcissist doesn't see that. They're just interchangeable parts. They're going to go with the one that has the highest debt limit on their debit card or the nicest place to stay. People may have a few common denominators, but each person is a one of a kind, unique human soul. And the differences far outweigh the similarities. If a person with NPD is correct, then why does anyone spend so much time looking for Mr. Right or Miss Right? Why not just settle for the first warm body that crosses your path? And then another one comes by who seems exciting, so why not just take off and follow that one? And then when the next one comes and the new wears off, on that you just keep a fresh one coming and you just go on and on. Boredom demands that you rise to the occasion and ride off into the sunset with this new adventure, into this fantasy colored horizon. And so it goes on and on endlessly. And even transaction is not a good descriptor of what the narcissist does. It's more than just a transaction. A transaction implies an exchange of goods or services, yet the narcissist has little of substance to give in exchange for what he takes or what she takes. And so the things of true value, things like time, love, respect, loyalty, things like that that can't be measured really or quantified. These are not reciprocated by a narcissist. Thus, there are no real transactional things happening. It's all just going on in one direction, and it's met with fluffy, meaningless trash from the other side, which has no substance, and it's just for the moment. It's funny how one of the most trending words of recent times describes not just a specific kind of trading, but also a trending ideology that believes that people are all interchangeable parts, different yet the same. So, what is it exactly that makes people so unique and irreplaceable in a world that is infatuated with convenient, disposable, single-use only relationship ideology? Well, here we go. Genetics and history, past experiences, that makes you unique, right? Your genetics, your history, your lived experiences. Then there's personality and your priorities, your intellect and insight, your point of view and perspective. Creativity and communication, vision and your goals, humor and attitude, morals and ethics, beliefs and dreams, coping techniques and habits of mind. All of these things and more make up each and every one of us unlike any other. There are many more ways we are individualized and individuated. But you get the idea, right? We're all, even though we're essentially the same, we're very, very different. It is not correct to think that because there are a lot of flavors of ice cream and you want to taste each one to experience all the flavors, that in the end, they are all just some variation of frozen milk and sugar that are all just the same. They blur into one big icy cold rush of sweetness. Unable to distinguish one flavor from another because they all melt together and run into one big swirling sticky mess. And that is the narcissist's perspective about ice cream and about their relationships. People are more than flavors of ice cream. We are sentient beings that cannot be traded and upgraded and exchanged and substituted and disposed of and replaced. In today's world, everything is disposable. We have successfully created a throwaway society. If something is broken, we don't endeavor to fix it. We just throw it away and get ourselves a new one. And it isn't just the things that have become disposable, it's also people. Instead of working on our relationships, we simply give up. When there is a slight hint of a problem, disposability is entrenched in our society. This was a quote by Tabitha Whitling. I hope I got that right. Maybe Whitting. Relationships need the same effort as building a fire. Perhaps we aren't really looking for love, just the adventure of it, having someone to go to the movies with, or for great sex, or somebody that's just good at the moment. And when the thrill fades and we don't know what to do because we are all looking for this adventure, but that feeling is gone, so then we're focusing on what was lost and blinded to any gain. And that was Kathy Wilson who said this. So back to what I was saying, these are some common sentiments that these two people have shared that reflect a changing culture where nothing lasts. Everything must be convenient, easy, and just for now. Live in the present. Mindfulness right now is all that matters. Nah, I don't know. Enter the cluster B predator and current tendencies to seek immediate gratification and not put in the work needed to make things last turns out to be an all-you-can-binge buffet. The predator doesn't even have to hunt. Minions of quick-fix junkies follow him home and have unlimited fun as long as it lasts, and then on to the next, and the next, and the next. Male and female, and non-binary, and other. I mean, everyone participates that way in their interactions, it seems like, these days. Or at least it's a definitely a common trend. Maybe the whole world is turning into developmentally damaged, morally bankrupt, cold-hearted opportunists and feel-good addicts. Any drug will do to numb the pain of reality in these uncertain and troubling times. You know, I don't blame them. Sometimes I want to numb the pain. It's part of the mental health crisis that we hear about. I think it extends to relationships too, and marriages and families that will never survive because of this new impossible mindset and the mentally ill among us who take advantage of that, and they gorge on our superficial thirst for fun and living in the moment only. You know, I know there are still those among us who possess empathy and compassion, morals and ethics, loyalty and fidelity, devotion and commitment, you know, those traditional values that the world used to hold up and say, you know, these are good things to have. People aren't learning that. Young people aren't learning to have those things. No one's showing them or modeling that for them. Look at our leaders. Look at, you know, there's nobody home. What are the parents showing them? You know, we believe, some of us, in forever love and are willing to roll up our sleeves and do the hard work for it. But, you know, we're in the minority now. We know that a meaningful and decent life is not all fun and games. We know that intimacy and longevity are the only things worth having in lieu of some endless carousel of lovers and friends, you know, with benefits. I am not fungible. I want more than that. I want more than just to be a replaceable, interchangeable piece. I deserve more. And I would rather have nothing than to revel in the stench of a disposable hookup culture of empty, hollow humans that have lost their way and they have lost their humanity. Okay, NARC troopers, thanks for listening today. And I hope you come back soon. Go out there, be kind, and try to think about things like longevity, fidelity, you know, the good old status quo values and ethics that still matter, even though we've been, you know, our social media and contemporary culture is telling us something else. Don't listen, because those things do still matter. And when you're in a relationship, finding someone else who understands that those things do still matter, that's pretty important. And so don't sell yourself short and settle for somebody who's just in it for the minute. They're in it to win it for the minute. Okay, I'm getting silly now. All right, this was a serious message though. And your takeaway is to spend a little time thinking about that, that it's not just the here and the now and without any thought to tomorrow. And it's about building a life, and it's about having dignity and ethics and compassion and fidelity to the people that you genuinely have intimacy with. Okay, see y'all soon. Love you. Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.